This is the worst party ever.
I don't know. Remember that New Year's Eve at Lenny's? He didn't even have a clock.
Woo!
Kicking the door.
It's Tidbits.
4-4. All you heard was Papa Don't.
Podcast.
No more.
Good day, me old buddy, old pals. This is the 3rd of January. I should say Happy New Year to those of you that subscribe to the Modern Gregorian calendar. I'm out by Chelsham, just come up a big hill, so I'm a little bit out of breath, but hopefully that'll settle. But yeah, my name is Jack Tidball, and this is the 44th portion of Tidbits Pod. Welcome aboard. It came to my attention that I stopped introducing myself in these a little while back because early on it sort of seemed kind of pointless. I'm bringing it back just in case this is the first episode you've ever heard. Like, maybe you've come through an algorithm or maybe through a companion or something. Maybe you are sort of, I love that feeling, maybe you're sat with that companion now, like the person that's recommended it, and this is being played aloud. Like, maybe you're in a car, all eyes very firmly ahead on the road, eye contact's a bit weird while listening to me. Or maybe you're not in a car. Where do you look then? But both of you just sat in a kitchen, like a pair of weirdos. But actually, is the person that chose to play this, are they now doing a little, that half-forced laugh thing, like overly laughing? That's a lovely thing, you know, because now they feel kind of like they need to be overly responsive because they feel a little bit responsible for this little moment that you're having. Let's break the tension. Give that person a round of applause. You know, the person that chose to play this aloud. I mean, that takes guts. That really takes guts with a Tidbits Pod you haven't heard. But I do agree that there's nothing more cringy than, you know, saying something might be funny and then you play it for someone and then they hate it. It's a risk that I'm proud of you for taking. It's kind of like letting someone into your weirdness, isn't it? I think that should be bloody celebrated. Well done, you legend. And especially, like, if you've rolled the dice and you're playing this in a busy workplace or something, like in a lobby of, I don't know, like a nice hotel. Imagine, but it could happen. It could just come on in an algorithm. It does sort of pop into some playlists. I've said give them a round of applause there, but like, if they've heard this before and then they've played it again to get that applause, I'd say withdraw it. Let's bring back some of the tension. I'm getting excited. Can't really breathe between the words. Now going up another hill. This is normally the point where I would just abort and dive out, but I've promised myself I'm not gonna pull the zip cord or whatever, the rip cord, the escape button or whatever. I'm just gonna chat through like the old days. I've mentioned people listening aloud and how bold that is, but personally, I'm 100% a headphoner, and if you're a headphoner, if you've got your buds in, or if you're listening to this in the bath or something, that's possible. So, I'm going to do something just for you now. Ready? Lovely stuff. Was that absolutely rank?
Did you get the... I don't know if it would have worked, but... like, did you get that... the shudder? Like, this... well, is this just me? Or do you get a sort of mid-piss shudder? That. I sometimes get that with certain sounds or whatever. But yeah, good stuff, innit? But I think 99% won't really know what I'm on about there. But maybe for the... maybe for 5% of you, it actually worked as brown noise. Who knows? But yeah, now I've mentioned percentages, I think the other 45% of you are questioning if it adds up to 100. So do the maths, I don't think it does. Maybe there's some overlap. Don't be that guy. But yeah, from what has been a bumbling intro, let's get into the flesh of it. Like I said, I have had a few run-ups at these over the last few weeks. Like a few episodes that were lost to the cutting room floor. Maybe because I was too drunk or tired, or it just wasn't... I just wasn't happy with it, you know what I mean? I just think, like, I don't need to put that out in the world. It's sometimes my mind does go into grim places, so... yeah, probably best not to let that just out into the ether. Just, yeah, can maybe be behind a special locked wall further down the way, however we could do that. But yeah, I made an attempt at a Christmas special, which, in summary, that was just me a little bit drunk, mumbling, like really, really mumbling. And a really bad Louis Armstrong impression. Like, I was sort of doing... I'd painted this whole scene about, like, what Louis Armstrong would be like now. Like, if he was still alive now. Like, you know, over 100 years old, sat in a rocking chair, definitely got a pipe on. And that means smoking a pipe. It doesn't mean he's got an erection, but maybe, you know, he's on some sort of thrill ride on his porch. What a wonderful world. You know, having a nice time. Yeah, he does have an erection. Let's put that in there. But yeah, he's just out of his mind, sat there with a shotgun, chewing on some hay. You know, like they do. Yeah, and just kind of thinking, as it's festive time, that just everyone that passes by is Santa Claus. Like, it's one of my favourite Christmas songs. You know, the other one that sort of... it's, is that you, Santa Claus? But it is better if you think of him as just this sort of senile old man, just losing his mind. It gives a little bit more flavour. So, yeah, it was that. A lot of that. And I think it came out of, actually, because... I'm listening back to the classic Desert Island discs, like the old school ones, because now, you know, you're getting people, but I think they're kind of reaching to find, you know, premium guests sort of thing. So why not go back in the archives? And I'd say, yeah, listen to Louis Armstrong's one, because he doesn't know the format. He doesn't know what's going on. So half of his song choices, they're Louis Armstrong classics, like his own songs, and then you get obviously the Shakespeare and whatnot. But his favourite book was it's his own autobiography, so that's going to be a nice comfort on the island, reading his own book. And then luxury item, of course. Well, I was going to give you three guesses, but it's a trumpet. That's always going to have my horn, sort of thing. Another erection reference, but yeah, it's trumpet. But it's like, Louis, mate, have a day off. Bloody day off, man. Like, you'd think maybe in the production meeting, you know, Roy Plumley? He's, he must have just sat him down. But okay, Satch, okay. In this programme, what you do is you got to pick your favourite songs, and they're... that's what's going to accompany your time out on a desert island. Like, so, you know, maybe songs about your life and memories. Make it like that so we can kind of flesh out our time on the programme and we can chat some time between, maybe make it sentimental. Does that kind of make sense? Can you pick a few songs? And you know, is that you, Santa Claus? And then Roy's just like, oh, fuck it, just roll the tape. How did you feel about the live Foley there? That was on a little village, what's happening in the town sort of sign. Didn't break it, I'm not a vandal. But yeah, that sounded really nice. But yeah, talking about the Armstrongs, very, very successful family, aren't they, the Armstrongs? Particularly the brothers. So you've got Louis, like I said, the musical legend with the amazing voice and whatnot. And then there's Alexander Armstrong from popular daytime television quiz and entertainment racket, Pointless. But most of you are going to know him from the Pimsa Clock adverts. Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. The first man to walk on the moon, whatever. But he'll be gutted that he's third place after Xander. And then the fourth brother was Stretch, global phenomenon. And yeah, I think that sums up, that's pretty much a highlights reel of what was in the Christmas one. That's like a little condensed version, now deleted, but you know, to fill in that sort of, maybe that's not satiated the Christmas thirst you might have had. I'm going to sing a little festive song for you now, actually. Speaking about taking risks, I'm going to do a bit of singing. And you know, we're in that bit, it's January, but people have still got their decorations up and stuff, like their doors tied in a bow and all that sort of lovely stuff. So this is a it's an old legend. I think it was Dean Martin originally. He certainly sang it. I don't know, there's been a few versions. Stevie Wonder's done it. But yeah, it's all about, well, the title says it all. It's called The End of Optimus Prime's Penis, the Christmas classic. So here we go. Silver bell, silver bell. Oh, wonderful. It turned out to just be a bell end joke. How do you feel about that? But speaking of bell ends, actually, when you say bell end, it's bell end, not bell end. Oh God, that just hit me on the bell end. I mean, when do people start saying that? And whenever I sort of raise a new vocal or verbal sort of craze, as it were, people never believe it. They're always like, no, people don't say bell end. But they do. You'll hear them say it. It's, yeah, when was the start of that? And have I... I've probably gone on about that before, but must have done. But it's like... this I've definitely said before. It's like when you're having the lovely, icy, fruity summertime treat, you know, with the little foil lid or whatever. They're Calippos. It's always been Calippos. Would you like a Calippo? Fucking hell, it's hot today. Let's have a couple of Calippos. But some people say Calippos. And it doesn't sound like a big difference, but that... I don't know who's put that little spin on it. But, yeah, hashtag Team Calippo. Quite hard to do the... I don't know, the emphasis, but maybe putting some capitals or something. But, yeah, I'm kind of weird. Let language be language. If they understand, that's all that matters. But, I don't know, there's some little things that you kind of notice, isn't there? Like, I'm in the generation where if you had some, if you had some news, some, you know, some hot goss, like if you wanted to spread some salacious tittle tattle, you'd say, oh, you'd spill the beans. You're like, oh God, oh no, he's spilt the beans. Like he's told the secret. When, on a specific date, an hour in the day, when did that become tea? Like when did people say, come on, oh yeah, I've got some tea. Spill the tea. You know, tell me your news. I mean, it's like, I don't know, I just come back from Susie's and she's spilled all the tea about Philip. This kind of thing, like maybe, did that come about because tea, well, firstly, it helps being a liquid. It's just easier to spill. Or is it the actual tea leaves, taking it that way? But tea, I'll give them that. It is more prevalent in day-to-day life. Like, I mean, actually, this is probably the killer blow. Have you ever actually spilt beans? Like, have you, like, actual beans, you're transporting them in a vessel, some beans are being carried, you're carrying them, and then you've spilt those beans? I mean, that doesn't happen, does it? No one's ever spilt beans. I mean, you might sort of lose the odd bean here and there. Like maybe you're sort of on the journey between pan and toast. You might lose an odd bean. It might get spilt, but it's not really a spill, is it, in that case? Unless you're talking about the bean sauce, the baked bean sauce. Are you spilling that? It's sort of lost something, hasn't it? But, and not all beans are baked beans. Is that a very, I suppose you've got watties in New Zealand. What is love? Like those. And then you've got, well, there's a few different types of baked bean in England, but it's not really a global thing. Do they have baked beans in the US? Should probably know. But beans on toast definitely isn't a thing. I've seen, I don't know, people reacting to British food, and that seems to be one of the ones that shocks people. So maybe because of tea, and that's a thing, they've sort of gone, right, we can't adopt spilling beans. We don't even have beans. Maybe we can spill tea. Maybe that's it. But I think that's something to think about. Something that's really, really important for the year of 2022 is where the fuck did spill the tea come from? Yeah. Let's see, what else? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was another, there was another little episode of Tidbits Pod that I didn't upload. It was, you know, it was very much a celebration of the Christmas Gooch, or well, the Gooch period, the Gucci period, the Merry Neum. It was going to be called the Christmas Gucci special or something like that. But I've heard it called Twixmas now, like between Christmas and New Year. I bet, is it Twix? Is it Nestle, Cadbury, whatever? But they're loving that though, aren't they? That's going to be the next year's marketing thing. It's Twixmas. Tuck in to our jewel wrapped biscuity friends or whatever. Do like a Twix. But yeah, that one was just the sound kind of went on it. I did it in a sort of, it was a blustery day, like properly, you know, I had a little thing that I was trying out, a little muff over the microphone. I've got a little microphone, but it, at points it just sounded like white noise, like someone was just, I don't know, just fizzing something down the microphone. It was just really annoying. But essentially with that, I don't know, you didn't miss much, really. That was just me. I was talking about some beanheads that we got chatting to. You know, when we're in the pub formerly known as the Pilgrim. And actually, what I'll do, rather than trying to rehash that, I'll put a little clip at the end. But yeah, that Merry Neum episode was, it was, yeah, it was the beanhead chat, and then I went a little bit too deep about about that scene in A Christmas Carol. I mean, you know the one. Like, if only my Foley team here. If only there was something to. If there were some bells to chime on. But you know the one. It's like, it's morning, and daylight, but what day is it? Like, throws open his window. Like, you boy, yes. Yes, you boy, yes! Yes, come here! Oh, yes, I'm in my old man jammy jammies! No! Oh, don't call the fuzz! Oh, you can see my fuzz, sorry. Anyway, forgive me, I'm old. Tell me, boy, what day is it? Oh, time I bought a calendar! Very good, very good. But seriously, boy, what day is it? Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day. I haven't missed it. The spirits did it all in one night. Tell me, boy, do you know the poultry shop down the lane on the corner? You know, with the really weird meal deals. Yes. Remember that, Huck? Do you remember that fucking massive Christmas goose in the window? Yes, good lad. Yes. That's right, the one as big as you. I know. I mean, yeah, I know. It is a shit business model. I mean, yeah, how the fuck has that shop still got their best stock in the window on actual Christmas morning? Ridiculous. Maybe it's for old fucks like me. Anyway, go and buy that fucking thing, would you? Here's a shiny shilling. See that? You probably hear my voice going in the middle of it anyway. But I did that for a long, long while. And, it got a bit exhausting. Sort of out of breath. I was sounding like I was doing push-ups or something in the wind. It's weird. But, yeah, after that scene, after the old go and buy the goose scene, how long, like, because he's obviously good at that point, isn't he? He's overcome his miserly, Scroogey ways. Like, how long do you reckon it took before Ebenezer went back to his old ways? Like, the old, he's no longer Christmas Ebenezer for Sheezy, or Ebenezer the dynamite geezer. He's just back to being your regular Scrooge, your regular Christmas bastard. I reckon probably about 45 minutes. I mean, what hobbies does he have? Like, he's an old boy in Victorian London. His days are probably, he's probably just drinking gin all day, doing a bit of top hat maintenance. And, I mean, his main hobby is just giving back chat to Cratchit and the townsfolk and all those guys, isn't it? Giving them ball ache. But, his vast employee, his empire, which is just Robert Cratchit. But, yeah, that's him. And a lifetime of great hobbies like that, that's not going to change overnight after one dream. And he's, I don't know. I don't think it would have lasted. There's the Christmas cynic in me. Scrooge would have been back to his old ways in less than an hour, no doubt. But speaking of Christmas Carol, the best version of A Christmas Carol is it's the Muppets version, of course. Actually, no, it wasn't the pearl in my triple bill. My Christmas triple bill, the Three Christmas Williams, I got, how's this for a trio, right? I got into my room, got back from my sister's, and then this is probably about 8 o'clock. So first of all, I put on Friday After Next, which is just kind of like a palate cleanser. You know, that's just funny and nice to start. And then Muppets Christmas Carol is funny, but you got the sentiment, sort of rolls in. And then, wallop, It's a Wonderful Life, tied it up. So, I think that ended 2 o'clock in the morning, but it's bloody beautiful, mate. Bloody as a triple bill. Do you have a better Christmas triple bill? Who cares? Christmas is gone. But yeah, why not do it in February? Just blow some minds. But yeah, anyway, so that kind of was a gist of the Merineum episode. So this is going to be a kind of, you know, cleaning away all the questions you might have had, kind of behind the scenes meta tidbits pod episode. But I think the most, well, the most notable omission that you might have noticed if you've listened to all of these was the lack of the time capsule episode on January 1st. If you're, you know, if you're keen-eared, if you're up and wondering sort of what happened to the time capsule, in short, I messed it up. So instead of just making it and then scheduling it to upload, that was the plan. And, you know, that being that, you just sort of have it there ready to auto-upload and you don't touch it. I was going back in through the year and I was sort of making little tweaks, turning little dials, like adding a little bit more seasoning here, stirring it, changing the temperature. And then, you know, like anything, if you edit and edit and edit and edit and edit, you sort of lose what was originally there. And, you know, like what my little in-between bits, I was introducing it like a little clip show. Yeah, it was, it actually come a bit sort of mean-spirited, a bit downbeat. It was kind of like a tonal disaster. Like, it was kind of like if the Blue Peter time capsule was dug up by some random utes in a park, and then they'd recorded themselves, like, taking all the what was sodden relics, but all the Blue Peter badges and all the tapes and all that sort of stuff, lovely stuff, and then they just dashed it all in a skip. So I was taking quality content, you know, people's nice messages and stuff, and it's just me being grumpy in between. So I thought, yeah, I'm gonna take that off of the auto schedule and just I mean, luckily I've still got the clips from you guys, so I think instead of all my, you know, clumsy shot from the hip, you know, kind of reactionary, pragmatic reactions, or whatever, reactionary reactions that I had to whatever was going on through the year, that was trying to be poignant, yeah, instead of shooting from the hip, I think what it is, it's best I'll just play you a choice few here, and yeah, actually now it's come up, now I'm talking about this time capsule, I'll reset the time capsule for the new listeners. So at the start of last year, 2021, I put a message out asking you lot to send in voice clips to go into an audio time capsule, like clips. The deadline was like to get them to me before the end of January 2021, and then they were going to be locked away and then played as a message to 2022, you know, like a god, it, you know, this is how it was, this is how it is now sort of thing, like a nice message to sort of bump into the new year and, you know, allude to progress or whatever. But I kept it quite vague. So, of course, the clips were a mixed bag. And, yeah, had a few predictions. And there was a few of political chat and a few strange ones. And a few that I couldn't really understand. A few that were messages just for me, which I think I'd probably got confused with those. And, yeah, then a few nice ones. So I think to start off, here is a voice that some of you will recognise immediately. Nice treat. and some of you are going to recognise the name. But this first clip is from none other than our Antipodean chieftain, the man himself. It's little Jimmy Thompson. And he had a prediction for the time capsule. So here we go.
All right, Tibble, it's JT all the way from Sydney. So my 2021 prediction is that there will be irrefutable proof that alien life exists, and that will be either released by the Pentagon or NASA or someone like that, or a discovery will be made on a planet or something like that. But yeah, aliens will be found to be real.
Hello, Sydney.
JT, what a legend. And spot on with that prediction as well. Like, now he's... I mean, he said that the evidence could come from NASA or the Pentagon or something like that. But I've got one better. I've got the audio. I mean, this is from a clip I saw on YouTube, on the internet. And... it's the audio of a clip that was filmed in Glasgow, Scotland, about a month ago. So I'll play that in for JT.
Lindsay, come here. Lindsay. Lindsay.
Say something.
Yeah, could you turn the focus thing? I'm just trying to keep my hands... Just kind of adjust to see it. It's literally a UFO because it's unidentified. It's only by us.
Send the video into Glasgow Live.
Yeah. This will be the best thing they've had since that guy put a love letter in the path down there. That must be like a weather balloon or something. It's like too big to be a drone. Oh, I'm losing it.
What do you think of that? Irrefutable proof. And now listening to it, I realise that there's not... It is very much more of a visual thing. So I'll put that clip in the Instagram stories for this episode on at Tibbitspo, my Instagram, or the show's Instagram. Do you remember that Danny Dyer thing about aliens? Like the... my name's Danny Dyer and I believe in UFOs. Like the... I mean, it's absolute prime BBC Three viewing, and he's sort of going, these circles, mate, in the crops. I mean, do you reckon they've come from that mob up there? And he's sort of, there's a bit, I think it's the peak of the series, is when he's sat and he's watching the video of this alien. And he's sat in a guy's office, like at his desk, and the little lad's sitting next to him. He's probably like a 50-year-old bloke, but he's just like this little conspiracy dude. And Danny's, he's watching this real kind of, I don't know, like a budget looking, like fancy dress shop kind of alien comes up to the window, and he's just there. He's like, fucking hell. I do not know how to compute what's fucking going on here. It's doing my nutting, mate. It's doing my Sweden, my canister, me fucking loaf. I mean, you wouldn't expect shit like that to go down in a cul-de-sac. I used to love the Morgana Robinson impression of him where she'd sort of go, I'm Danny Dyer, and this is Britain's hardest commute. Like, I mean, yeah, we all need to travel, you know, A to B and all that. And it had all that, like, it was all the Britain's hardest things. So I'm Danny Dyer, I've got Britain's hardest cake. And he's there in this lovely kitchen with like a nan that's made a really grimy old cake. And he's like, fucking hell, Brenda, that cake is dry. It's moody, it's naughty. I mean, that cake is dry as a fucking bone. There was no moisture in that cake whatsoever. It was Britain's hardest homework. And carry the one, carry it where, mate? Down the fucking boozer. I mean, I'm out of it. Can I go to the toilet, mate? He sort of go like, you see him regress to his school days. And he's sort of going, fair play to the little boffin, but that maths, it's done my fucking crust in. God. Yeah, and The Business, what a film. I remember back in the uni days, I was at Liverpool and I had mates in Brighton and a few other unis, but I was going down to visit my mate Elliot over in Cardiff, and before going out to a night called The Bank Vaults, which I think is an old Nat West that became an empty space for a bit, and then, you know, people were having nights out in there and stuff. And we did this, it was like a The Business bingo drinking game, and I can't remember all of the rules, it's probably still on the internet, but it was stuff like, you know, drink whenever someone on screen's getting noshed off, or drink whenever there's voiceover, or drink whenever the little Spanish drug dealer guy with the translator, like whenever he says, what are you doing in the orange groves? Cocaina is not okay. Like this kind of, oh God, those were the days. And that was back when I had some adventure in my life. I had free train as well back then. Incredible. Dad's a train driver, so I was, well, you say going off the rails at uni, but I was very much on the rails, mate. Like all over the UK, went up to Scotland, doing my thing, but I should have used that more. Yeah. Hey, speaking of adventure, how's that for a link? And this isn't so cheery, but I read Wilbur Smith's autobiography. Wilbur Smith is an old South African sort of adventure writer or whatever. Brilliant. And he died November last year. See, I think that's what came up in the Audible thing, like audiobook website. And anyway, the autobiography, his book, it's called On Leopard Rock, and it's really good. Like, it's there's a lot in there that I didn't really agree with, but it kind of had stuff like, it had like his views of male role models and there's no heroes anymore and masculinity and all that kind of stuff, like that, and religion, and then it's like hunting versus conservation or whatever. Like, he's a big pro hunter and whatever, very conservative, but I mean, as you probably expect, he's an old boy, but I mean the fucking stories the guy's got of his actual life, incredible. Like, you know, so many close encounters with wildlife and kind of, you know, brushes with death and diseases and all this kind of stuff. And it's proper like real life adventures. I was thinking, yeah, what an incredible dude. So give that a listen / read, On Leopard Rock by Wilbur Smith. And there's one bit in it where they get confronted by this snake. And holy shit, if I was him after that, I don't think I would have left the house ever again. Or I'd have certainly, you know, left just to go to the airport and then whatever. I certainly wouldn't have gone gone back out into the savannas again, or whatever they are, the jungles. But yeah, what other sort of extracurriculars have I got? I mean, actually, instead of going into all that, I think because we didn't have a proper Tidbits Pod Christmas special, that didn't happen, I'm going to give you a recommendation, a choice listen, if you want a good podcast about the origins of Christmas and where Christmas came from. And, you know, like with the tree and the tree decorations and the presents and all that, like where that's all come from, I'd say, instead of me clumsily trying to do it now, after this, or cue it up for after, type in the Blind Boy podcast, which, if you don't know about this, subscribe to him anyway. Brilliant, this Irish guy. You remember the Rubber Bandits? He was one of the Rubber Bandits. Anyway, and this Christmas episode, it was called, bear with me, Uno Momento Por Favor, Boiling Hot Christmas. And yeah, it's fucking socks and pants, mate, like top drawer. Best episode of his of the year was one called, oh, I can't bloody find it, but it's something like Why I Want to Fuck Captain Planet, or I Want to Fuck Captain Planet. But I'm not going to go into it. If I say after the Christmas one, give that a go, and that's as good as it gets, I think. Like, that's, if I can make a podcast, one podcast like that, that'd be amazing. So go give the Boiling Hot Christmas a go, and then, yeah, Why I Want to Fuck Captain Planet is, yeah, that's superb. So yeah, okay, I just clocked the time on this as well, so I've gone on too much. So yeah, to close out this one, let's go back. I'm gonna go back into the time capsule clips, and this one is really nice. So this is a message from Laura, and remember, this is recorded back in January 2021, so, well, I'll let her speak. So here we go.
Hello, my name's Laura. It is currently the 17th of January 2021. When you listen to this, I hope that the year has gone okay, and that it was easier than 2020, and that all of this chaos has come to an end, and 2022 brings you what you want, because a lot has been put on hold because of this pandemic. And yeah, I just hope that 2021 passes by and allows 2022 to be amazing. So yeah, congratulations, you made it through 2021. Maybe the second hardest year in a long, long time, but you've made it. And anyone else listening to this, you made it. So whoop whoop.
And we're back in the room. Thank you, Laura. That's bloody lovely stuff. I mean, I'm not supposed to have favourites. All of the clips submitted were lovely, but I think that's what I was going for, really. It's just nice, very nice stuff. But yeah, as promised, I'm closing up the show now, so let's do my little, I'll try and get this as efficient as I can, the little close out the show amble ramble. So yeah, to contact the show, the email address is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. You all know that by now. To support the show financially, there is a PayPal link in the show notes. So yeah, if you want to give a little something, that's where to go. Yeah, actually, oh my god, I want to give a special mention to Darcy, who chipped in. It was kind of out of the blue as well on New Year's, and yeah, that really means a lot, and it blew me away, actually. So yeah, thank you so much for listening and supporting, Darcy. You are premium listener, or whatever I can give. If there's like a virtual gold badge, you're just a legend, mate. You don't need the trinkets, you know it. But yeah, it kind of blows my mind when people just let me know that they listen. That's amazing. Like I was, yeah, looking at the sort of Spotify wrap up of the year, they do a special one for people that upload, as well as, you know, you get another one for what you've listened to. You get one to what people have listened to, and that was nice. Oh my God, can you hear this? Okay, a funnier thing to say at the end there would have been, "Zat you, Santa Claus?" But it sort of genuinely sounded like someone was being murdered, and I shit myself a bit. They weren't, it was just a couple of local lads having a fist fight, as you do. Anyway, yeah, I'm back at home now, as you can probably tell by the timbre of the room. But yeah, I'm putting in the clips. So coming up now, after the beep, will be a bit of a time capsule montage. And I hope it captures a bit of the fun and confusion that we were living in January 2021. And hopefully that gives a bit of perspective that things aren't quite as bad now. It is getting better. Oh yeah, and after that is a little snippet of the failed Merry Neam episode that I mentioned earlier. But yeah, I've managed to salvage a little bit of that. So yeah, here comes the clips and then the clips. Here we go.
Abra, besides the happy Christmas wishes, I hope you had a great New Year as well. Well, like New Year's evening party thing, whatever. Wish you all the best for this coming year to be. Or this year, actually not coming year, because that would be just so random. Anyway, catch up soon. I hope you're doing well. And bye, bro. That was so weird. It's just because it was early, but I was just thinking about, oh, I haven't sent Jack like a message, but for the New Year's thing and all that. And I'm a man of sending the best wishes and holidays like these and stuff. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Dale. I'm from the sunny northern town of Scunthorpe. It's the 8th of January 2021, and everything is fucked.
Ich hoffe, ihr hattet alle einen guten Rutsch und ich wünsche euch ein gesundes 2022. Darauf, dass es besser wird als letztes Jahr. Und wie man so schön sagt, bleibt gesund, bleibt positiv und testet negativ.
Jack Tibble must not return to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Jack Tibble must iron his hands.
Can you feel the magic, Harry?
I'm not sure of the non-nautical term, but if we were at sea, I'd describe this as choppy. Like, we've hit a little still moment, but we're gonna get some big gusts of wind probably, maybe a little smattering of rain, you know, we'll see what happens. But I've got a little cover thing for the microphone, so we'll see how this goes. And yeah, I'm walking home from Caterham, just been in the pub formerly known as the Pilgrim, which I've forgotten its new name. But anyway, decent enough pub, there with mate Reggie. And yeah, we were chatting and then kind of got drawn into this chat with a couple of beanheads. I mean, even though the guy looked like a bit of a weasel, like, do you ever play Abe's Odyssey? He looked like Abe from Abe's Odyssey, the poster boy of the Oddworld universe. The kind of guy, actually, where it's very important to him that you know what he means. So at the end of everything, he's like, do you know what I mean? Do you fucking know what I mean? And you sort of get the feeling where if you don't know what he means, he's probably going to try and smash your head in. Like, that kind of underlying threat of a conversation / interaction. So that was nice. Right, that's the end. The proper end. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe and stuff. And yeah, I'll see you later.
Hey.
I can hear knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus?